I suffered so many years. I cried so many tears. A lot of things I don't understand, but I take my hits just like a man. Y'all ain't come on to it yet. Maybe this time you won't forget.
All right, Jack Adams here from Bluesville, speaking with Jericho Singleton. Jericho, thank you for taking our call and talking to us today. How are you?
No problem, man. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. Looking forward to seeing you June 11th at our Blues, Brews, and Barbecue by the Hamilton District in downtown Allentown. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, man, we're looking forward to it as well. The guys and I, we've been talking about it. We've been on the road a lot, but man, we've just been really busy, but we're just ready to get there and play, man. It's going to be fun.
I'll tell you what. Over the past few years, I've seen Papa Chubby, Joe Louis Walker, Nick Moss all play at the same venue. So you know you're in a real league.
Man, those are some awesome players and singers and songwriters you just named, man. All those guys are great.
I got to see you perform Pennsylvania Blues Festival a couple years ago. I actually was backstage and introduced to you by Bruce Igloff from Alligator Records. And you can't get a better introduction than that. And he was excited. The crowd was excited. And you put on a show that was unstoppable. I heard people in the crowd say the last time they were so amazed and so electrified was by Michael Burks. Now, there's one heck of a comparison.
Oh, man. There's no comparison to Michael Burks, man. He was a monster, man. I love Michael Burks, yeah.
Talk about the guitar. You know, we used to see the Gibsons and the Fenders. You're not playing either one of them.
No, I'm playing a Clevenger guitar. It's a custom guitar made from Hot Springs, Arkansas, from a guy. His name is Burt Clevenger. He actually made my cousin be in the bass as well, and he sponsors us with guitars, and it was his idea to make that particular guitar and basically just cut the holes out of it.
It sounds good.
Oh, man, well, I appreciate it. I just, you know, keep trying to get better and, stay humble and keep moving forward, you know.
A couple of years ago, I believe it was your cousin that was a bass player in the band. Is that still the same?
Yeah, Ben, that's my cousin. He's still on bass. Yeah.
Oh, what an electrifying man.
Yes, sir.
He has a certain bounce to him on stage that you can't control.
Yeah, man, Ben is electric. He's always high energy, just like the other guys. You know, they always want to play, you know. So Ben is always down for the cause, and it's fun playing with him, really fun playing with him. One of the best bass players out right now.
Yes, indeed. And you guys have a schedule, one busy schedule. You're playing almost every day from now until forever. That's a good thing.
We enjoy coming to play for people. This is what we love to do, and we love when the people are receptive to what we're doing. It makes us feel really good, so we're going to give our life to it, man. You know, just get out there and play as much music as we can and try to keep people happy.
There's a whole story behind it, how you came up knowing a little bit about music, going into basketball, coming back to music, doing a little rapping, coming back and hitting the blues hard and saying things with your music. Refuse to Lose is an anthem for those who, you know, have had a life beat down, let's say, and somehow got through it, kept on pushing, kept on working.
You know, I wrote some autobiographical tunes about, you know, how I grew up somewhat, you know, and 10% of what I have to say in that album. But, you know, we've been in the studio a lot. But to just speak on, you know, I grew up in church. I grew up in Clinton, Mississippi. And my cousin Ben, he grew up in Jackson, Mississippi. But right there beside each other, it's like you can throw a rock from one and hit the other. And our grandfather had a church, and he was the pastor, and he played guitar, and everybody in our family plays an instrument of some sort.
And some of that gospel sound does come through. I don't know if you were aware how much of it.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, that's our roots, and, you know, we take it with us everywhere we go. I write my own music and things like that. So just coming up, I played ball, played basketball. Coming up, I was one of the top players in the state coming out of high school. I had a scholarship to go to Southern Miss, and I played there. And during that time, I would just always write growing up. I would just write in class or because I hated school anyway. And, I just write lyrics and I was rapping and I would put my lyrics to beats. I would get this thing on my computer and make beats. And I really just did music because I loved it. And I played it at church. And we grew up playing at church because we loved music. And we were kind of, you know, just that was our job at church for the family. And, and I didn't know that whole time that that would be, like, developing what we were doing now. And I didn't know at the time. But I'm just really thankful for my family.
Turned out pretty good.
played basketball professionally here and there, overseas, played in the ABA. Never got the chance to play in the NBA. And I had an ankle surgery in 2009 that, you know, derailed my career in basketball.
Well, you're in the National League of Blues right now. No doubt about it.
Well, man, I'm thankful. Just really thankful to be doing something I love to do, you know.
You got a new album out there? What's going on?
Oh, yes. We've been in the studio nonstop. I don't know exactly when the album is coming out, but it should be here pretty soon. Just getting some other things tightened up.
Still on the same label?
Yes, I'm still with Alligator.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I'm still with Alligator. Well, you know, Alligator and Bruce, man, he's a phenomenal guy. He's probably the hardest working man I've ever seen other than my grandfather and the guys in my family that work. But this guy works really hard. His staff is really good.
When he introduced me to you a couple of years back, the man was just beaming. He was bubbling over. He's really a big fan.
Yeah, man, I appreciate Bruce. And he gave me a chance to, you know, record for his label, and that was great, man. I mean, it's been great, you know, working with him. You know, I just look forward to the future and seeing what will come next, you know, so.
Well, I'm hoping our audience here now in town appreciates, because there's a little touch of rock and roll in there. There's definitely some gospel, some R&B, some deep, deep blues. But there's even a little bit of a kind of a rap rhythm to the lyrics.
Right.
It seems like you touched all the crowds and you know just how to touch them.
I don't know if I would say I know how, but like I said, you know, two albums out now, one in 2011, which was an independent album called Heartfelt, one in 2014, which was Refuse to Lose, and I feel like there's only 5 or 10% of what I have to say or what I'm doing, man, and I have more to come. We have more to come. We've been in the studio, like I said, nonstop, so it's going to be a really bright future, and we're going to keep just working hard and keep playing hard and giving everything we got on that stage, and that's what it's all about, and getting that love and giving love.
There's not a cut on the CD that I don't like. It's difficult for me to pick it.
I had a lot of fun recording that album. I'm sure the guys had a lot of fun recording it, and, you know, it seems kind of old to me, so I'm ready to keep going and get new things to people and putting good spins on what I feel like my music, you know. Just keep going, keep rolling.
And when I said Jerika Singleton, I didn't say the award-winning Jerika Singleton.
You have had
some honors.
You know, it's not really that important to me. You know, I'm going to say I really appreciate it and feel recognized, but, you know, man, you know, I just love the music and the accolades mean nothing, man. It's just all about was being produced, man. So I'm just thankful to do that.
Well, I'm hoping that when you get here, you get a little time when you're done with the show to get out in the audience, eat a little bit, and talk to the people.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hang out. That's my favorite thing to do. And we will be playing some new material at the show. We've been playing new material since we've been touring here lately. So we're always adding new stuff. So it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. We're going to mingle with the crowd. We hang out. We sign autographs.
There's some great people on the bill with you, and I think you'll enjoy your day. Jerika, we want to thank you. We want to wrap it up here. This is Jack Adams on Bluesville. We're talking to Jerika Singleton. Coming up June 11th, the Blues, Brews, and Barbecue in downtown Allentown. Thank you, Jerika.
Thank you, Jack. You have a good one.
You too. This is Jack from WDIY's Bluesville. We just spoke with Jerika Singleton. We're talking about Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Check it out at downtownallentown.com.
Y'all ain't gone. Maybe this time you won't get.
'cause I win at whatever I choose. 'Cause I refuse to lose. Johnny, come on to it, yeah. Maybe this time you won't forget. I win at whatever I choose. Thank y'all so much. Y'all have-